denies me brunch. No one denies Alex Rodriguez brunch.
211 games.
I am the king of brunch.
Blueberry pancakes.
Overpriced lattes.
Boysenberry syrup.
So, welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast. Let's do brunch. That's all I've really got to start this off with. With me are my co-hosts, Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
So enthusiastic, as always. Yes, I'm your host, Greg Kirkland, and, well, it's been an interesting day in Yankee baseball. Although, I don't even know if this classifies as Yankee baseball anymore, or just circus madness brunch. I don't know. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the A-Rod interview with Mike Francesa today, which was, according to Francesa, completely unexpected, too.
He just showed up at his station, like, hey,
yeah,
let me in. Let me in the
booth.
Pretty much.
If Francesa said after the interview was over that was completely unscheduled, where, like, I think they knew, or Francesa knew, about 15 to 20 minutes before A-Rod got there that the producer or someone had said, oh, hey, Alex Rodriguez and his lawyer's coming in. You're going to interview him.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Cool.
So did we all watch or listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. I gotta say, that might have been the most reasonable I've ever heard Francesa speak. He was not, like, ranting and raving about some ridiculous shit.
No, because he was thrilled that he was getting such an interview.
So thrilled that he patted himself on the back during the interview because of it. It's like, well, our numbers are, well, doing really well right now.
And Michael Kay was crying.
And he hurt Michael Kay's feelings.
What was that? You knew more about that than I do, Andrew. What happened? Or someone tell me what happened.
Well, like, one of the guys from WFAN was tweeting about it, and then Michael Kay just tweets at him, like, you're awfully chatty for someone who has zero to do with the success of that show and absolutely zero to do with that interview.
Why did he say that?
Because he's mad.
Someone's like, yeah, that's like the producer of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
It was the producer, yeah.
That's professional.
But why would he say that? What is he? I mean,
because Michael Kay is a child.
Still.
Mean old Alex Rodriguez ruining his show.
Michael Kay hates A-Rod, so, like, it is bad.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he also hates Cano, so, like, you know, the first thing he's going to say about Cano when he re-signs is, like, do you really want to have this guy on the team when he doesn't hustle the first base?
They're paying him this much money.
This isn't even, like, A-Rod or even Francesa. This is the show's producer just tweeting.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Just wanted to fire.
Well, he got stuck with Joe Chacopina, and Francesa gets, you know, like, the freaking interview of the world with Alex Rodriguez, coming onto a show, nearly crying, yelling about waffles or something.
And the man in Milwaukee.
Brunch.
The man from Milwaukee.
The man from Milwaukee.
And how he hates New York.
And hates him, and wants his, like, head on a pedestal as his final claim to glory before he leaves office.
Really, I mean, though, which is better, when A-Rod called Selig the man from Milwaukee, or when he called the arbitrator Fred?
I'm going to have to go man from Milwaukee. That was...
Yeah, that was pretty good. But Fred is also pretty
Fred,
great.
Fred is nice. Fred is nice.
I like the man from Milwaukee better just because, I guess, it's the same as Fred. It really doesn't make much sense as even an insult. It's just like him speaking his mind.
Well, it's like him, like, showing, like, very little respect for... Like, I mean, if you were going to, like, go interview with someone or something, you'd probably call them Mr. Horowitz or whatever.
Mr. Rodriguez.
As a sign of respect. His respect level was, yeah, Fred's a good guy.
I love Fred.
Fred's all right.
But cool. You know, he's not Bud. It's the man from Milwaukee. He doesn't have a name. Nameless.
Again, as I alluded to on the beginning of the show, the we can do brunch thing, that had me in tears.
He doesn't want to come to New York, so I'll go to Milwaukee and
yeah.
Do brunch.
then go to, we'll go to his house, I'll go to his house, go to Starbucks, we'll do brunch, you know, man to man.
I like how he went into full detail, like, you know, there's a nice little place around there, I really like this little, like, you know, IHOP.
I think he can do better than
IHOP, like, no, Jason. But he was, like, getting into this, like, yeah, we'll meet at a Starbucks, it's like, what, do you have this all drawn up?
He was ready.
He was ready. He had the plan in hand.
It was ruined by the man from Milwaukee.
Although the devil's advocate says that A-Rod is using Selig not testifying as a way to kind of cleverly get out of testifying himself.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there. Again, nothing surprises me about this anymore.
Nope.
Nope.
This is just...
popcorn.
Again, that's why all I do when I read stuff like this is just find the funniest eating or looking or interested GIF I can and post it, because there's nothing more to say. It's just so out there now. And it's going to get worse. I mean, like, who knows?
He says he's not going back now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's going to happen now. Apparently, they said something about, like, they're still on officially, but who knows what's going to happen.
At this point, A-Rod could show up in full drag on Friday, claiming to be Alexia Ramirez, and say how much she supports him or something. I don't know.
That would certainly be something.
Mr. A-Rod, he's a nice guy. Something.
But, you know, how long has this been going on? Like, you know, we've heard Alex Rodriguez talk before. We've heard the things he says, and there are just things that he says that, you know, he's just saying to say them. It's not like he's really feeling something. He's saying something on the spur of the moment. There were so many things in this interview with Francesa that he would, like, squeeze in to, like, kind of manipulate something. And it was genius, you know?
All the stuff about his daughters was like...
Yeah. Yep.
All those daughters,
all the city in New York. I know you don't like New York, but I love New York. This is my place. Like, next 50 years, I'll be living here. Like, all this crap. Like,
my girls, you know, grew up here.
You know, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, your daughters? Oh, yeah, I'm totally on your side. Like, it's irrelevant.
The fans are always, I thought the fans...
People come up to me in the streets, and they're like,
yeah, man.
I love you.
Go get him.
Go get him. Get that evil man from Milwaukee. I know you hate New York.
Like, I will, on opening day, I will either be playing third base or I'll be here with you, Mike.
Yeah, it's like...
He's like, I watch the Mets, I watch the Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be 75 and I'll be watching...
Four baseball games a night.
Like, what is your life, man?
He loves this game, guys.
Oh, he does.
He loves this game.
Like... Say whatever you want about, you know, whatever the hell he does in his life, but, like, this one thing you cannot take away from him is that, like, he is so into this game of baseball, it's ridiculous. It's probably unhealthy.
He probably needs counseling.
Does he sit on the couch and say, yeah, Rod? Yeah, Rod?
Probably does.
Because I hope he does.
Yeah, Jeet. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeets.
Yeah, Jeets.
Yeah, Jeets.
But softly.
Yeah, Jeets.
Oh, God. It's so much creepier.
Jeets.
Oh, yeah.
This is really, like, this is going all in. Like, because not only did he go on Francesa, but Francesa, who I actually appreciate for asking, like, just the bare-bones questions, he basically, if he came out and lied to Francesa, he lied to everyone, basically, because he said he didn't do steroids at all. Not just this whole biogenesis. He says he's 100% clean.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Francesa was being all, like, right with him and stuff, but, like, you can't ask those questions and get those answers and be like, yeah, totally believe you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
I mean, what's he going to say? Like, yeah.
Exactly. But, like, you know, he even said the questions, like, well, if you didn't do any of this stuff, how did you not go overboard like this before when they first accused you? Because, I mean, if I was in his position... I would be doing this day one.
I guess
like, if I never took steroids.
I guess the attorney, he said, like, the attorneys wanted him to be, like, be quiet, but I don't really know how that makes much sense.
But now he's on the radio yelling about it. So what are the lawyers really doing?
Miss Joe Tacopino, like, you know what, A-Rod? Go nuts.
Just go
go nuts.
I mean, the day that all of that came out, that he had gotten suspended or whatever, but then he was playing that night in Chicago, they asked him, like, point blank, like, did you take steroids? And he didn't deny it. And it's like, well, if you didn't do anything, like, would you not have taken at least that moment to be like, I didn't do anything?
No, I didn't do it.
Exactly. Like, I mean, that's not even, like, you know, you shouldn't talk once the appeal process, blah, blah, blah. But, like, point blank, the day it happened, they were like, did you take steroids? And, like, I don't understand how, even just then he was like, no, I didn't, but I can't say anything else. He didn't say that. And that, so, I mean.
So, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, this is all or nothing. Because, like, and I agree with Francesca, because he said after the interview was over, where he basically just said, listen, he just came on air and told us he's clean of everything. So either he's telling the truth, or he just lied bare bones to everyone's face.
Yeah, right, but, like, would the latter, like, surprise a single person?
No, of course not. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. It's just amazing.
It's just, I don't know. Like, if anybody thinks that A-Rod would have said anything except no to those questions, like,
maybe did a little bit of steroids.
Well, there was, like, one time, but I mean,
not much.
Listen, at least I didn't do cocaine.
You know, not he enough. Was never going to say anything except absolutely.
No, but I mean, he could have evaded it like he's done all the time. Like, but, hey, listen, I can't get into that.
Okay, yeah, but that's, like, assuming that he's not a person who just, like, flipped a table and walked out of an arbitration room.
Dormed
like,
out.
I mean, he's obviously going for, like, the jugular.
The way the interview kind of, like, started, it almost seemed like he stormed out of the arbitration room and walked the Princess. Like, just went right there.
Like, with his head down, like, in a power walk.
Oh, my God. And then, yo, because he's coming in here and he's,
breathing,
like,
heavily.
His voice is shaking and stuff, and it's like, dude, did you just, like, power walk here?
Like, swinging his arms down just the street.
Just rage I'm walk.
Did he rage waddle there?
Yeah, like, it almost felt like his lawyer was, like, the one lawyer that was able to keep up with him and, like made sure he didn't get hit by a car and stuff. And it was just like, all right, man, we made it. Let me get on the phone. We'll get your friends over. We'll take you home. It'll be fine.
I want to talk to Francesca now.
As he, like, mutters, the man from Milwaukee. The man from Milwaukee. Must kill the man from Milwaukee.
Yeah, Jeet. Yeah, Jeet.
Oh my God.
I will get him.
Denies me brunch.
God. Well, what would that conversation be like? Like, I just want to meet with them and have brunch and talk face to face. Like, oh, hey, Rob Manfred. You know, now that we're eating pancakes, just want to, you know, what? Say it to my face. Say it to my face over the pancakes.
Waiter, mimosa.
As he, like, has his fork in his hand, like, shaking it at him.
Yeah. With a piece of pancake on it.
Now,
talking.
I was thinking like link sausage, like the little.
There you go.
It's like in his face.
Sticking in his face.
He's like talking with his mouth.
Well, you listen to me. I think I'm being treated very unfairly. Oh, it's really good sausage. Anyway.
And then he bounces on the check. You got this, Manfred? Yeah. Yeah, you got it. All right. See you, Rob.
You should do this again sometime.
Invite Fred.
Yo, Fred.
He come up in one of his like tracksuits.
Oh man. Aviators.
Mm-hmm.
This is something.
Oh God, I don't even care anymore. This is just like ridiculous.
Oh, I care.
But it's
no,
like,
I don't care.
It's like A-Rod like set the MLB forest on fire, watched it burn, and then jumped in a helicopter and dumped salt on it. Just like nothing else will grow here ever.
Scorched her.
Like, I mean, that's basically what he did.
Oh, yeah. He burned those farms down. Scorched her.
But he just, like, hung out the side of the helicopter, like, shaking salt for, like, an hour.
Laughing maniacally while doing it.
That should do it. Take that, man from Milwaukee.
Man from Milwaukee.
He's probably on his way to, like, burn down Milwaukee right now.
Oh, God. Do they know where he is right now? He could be walking to Milwaukee.
I thought he said he was having a powwow with his legal crew, and then tomorrow he's going to go visit his daughters.
Well, that's their meeting of how they're going to get to Milwaukee.
Or that's what they all say as they go to Milwaukee to burn it down.
Oh, no.
He's so going to, like, appear on top of where the Brewers play. He's going to, like, appear on top of it, and then he's going to, like, start jumping up and down.
He's going to find the statue of Selig that's outside Miller Park and just deface it.
And then punch Bernie Brewer in the face.
He'll slide down the slide.
He's going to appear on top of the slide like in V for Vendetta and blow up the stadium.
Yes. And he'll be like conducting.
Oh, God.
Oh, and he'll blow up, instead of the old Bailey, he'll blow up the statue of Selig.
Well, no, he'll send the statue in the train into the stadium and blow it up.
Sounds about right.
This is amazing.
Lord.
God.
See, I can't even say I don't care anymore, because I do care. Like, this is fascinating.
I mean, I don't care about the result. I just
think exactly.
Oh, no, the result. I don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't care about the result.
I don't care about that.
Because, I mean, either way, no matter what happens, I'm going to be happy. Either A-Rod sticks it to MLB, and it's going to be amazing, or he gets suspended, and the Yankees don't have to pay him.
Pretty much, yeah.
Either way, it'd
be
great.
It's definitely win-win for people who, like, just don't care.
Correct.
Because either MLB gets it, and that's hilarious, or the Yankees don't have to pay A-Rod, and that is also amazing.
And also, since we last recorded, Florida is investigating MLB for blocking their investigation of Biogenesis. So that's even better.
Oh, man.
I don't even, like, want A-Rod to not be suspended just because it would help the Yankees, but, like, oh my goodness, I hope that MLB did, like, a fraction of what he says they did, because that would just be some sweet, sweet icing on that cluster F of a cake.
Can you imagine if, like, you know, maybe A-Rod loses this thing and he gets suspended and whatever, but then, like, the government gets involved and investigates MLB and finds them guilty of, like, all this stuff.
Would die.
And Alex Rodriguez basically, like, kamikaze'd himself and, like, took MLB down with
him. Martyr.
I mean, that's really, like, best case scenario. Like,
that would be
just
amazing.
Taking them both down.
They both blow up.
And then that is Bud Selig.
I just really think that, whoever they had doing this was slimy, and that they deserve to answer for their sliminess.
I don't know. The way this whole situation came out with Bud Selig, you know, not go having a testimony and stuff, it almost made me feel like I don't know exactly what was said and stuff, but like the way it was reported, it almost seemed like Bud Selig might not be the decision maker.
Well, it said, I think it was Ken Rosenthal said that since they have been doing this or whatever, Selig has never testified. It's always been Manfred. Selig is the one who hands down the punishments.
No, I definitely understand that. But the thing is, like, I feel like I understand that angle that, you know, Manfred's the guy in charge of it, so it should be Manfred and whatever. But on a personal basis, if Alex Rodriguez's case is based on that Bud Selig has a personal vendetta against him, Bud Selig, the person, not the commissioner, should have to be present and, you know, have an explanation. If, you know, if they're going to try to disprove that, you know, this is fair, unfair, whatever, he should be there to answer questions, so either way he can back up his statement or look like an idiot. I don't know.
I think that's what, you know, that was why A-Rod was so mad. He just wanted him to come and, like, explain where in his ass he pulled 211 games from.
Yeah.
And Selig was like, LOL.
Nope. Nah.
Which is strange, because it's kind of like, well, if you're so certain that you didn't do anything wrong, why not show up and prove to this arbitrator that you didn't do anything wrong? If you have nothing to hide, then why not?
Indeed.
This is weird.
Yeah, Jeets.
That was well timed.
Bravo. Do we have anything to discuss about Jeter?
Yeah, Jeets.
Nothing, right?
They might sign Peralta. Maybe.
I guess we should, you know, we should probably talk about that, because I don't even know if they're going to get Peralta anymore. Well,
no, it's not going to happen.
I'd be surprised.
I mean, here's the thing, because I guess we'll talk about the Rangers and the Tigers just made a, what's the term, Bloikbuster?
Yes, a Bloikbuster deal.
Yes. What's
a Bloikbuster?
Because in the first report by John Heyman, it had a typo and it said Bloikbuster instead of Blockbuster.
I think
it's still in the permalink.
Anyway, but yeah, Rangers traded Kinsler to the Tigers for Prince Fielder, and well, that's pretty big.
That's pretty ridiculous.
And not just because Prince Fielder is a humongous human being, but like big in terms of this could like this has whole new ramifications on what might happen during the Yankees offseason, because I would say now the Tigers, well, I said they'll probably move Miguel Cabrera to first base. I would think that'd be obvious. Probably. And they might sign Peralta now to play third.
Or shortstop.
Possibility.
No, not shortstop.
Prince Fielder. Oh, right. I forgot about him. Prince Fielder is signed until 2020.
That's ridiculous.
2020.
How is that possible? And he didn't have a no-trade clause?
He did, but apparently he's probably gonna waive it for this.
Wow.
I mean, this is a much better ballpark to hit.
That's true.
I mean, Fielder in ballpark in Arlington, pop ups are home runs.
And true. There he's like in Detroit, he's second fiddle to Cabrera. He's never gonna be better than Cabrera.
That's true. Yeah, but I mean, it seemed like he wanted to be a Tiger when he signed.
Everybody wants to be whatever they are.
That's true. But I mean, you know, his dad was a Tiger, and blah, blah, blah.
He doesn't even like his dad.
Well, I thought that was over now. I thought they liked each other.
Yeah, but
it's not. They're still bitter enemies.
Mortal enemies.
He's still annoyed at his dad. Yeah, but now he's going to be like, yeah, I kind of just always wanted to be a Ranger.
Like Marcus Sheriff.
Yeah.
The Yankees. I
grew up in Maryland, and I was an Orioles fan, but I love Don Mattingly. So, yeah, I always wanted to be.
I always went to the Orioles game with my Yankee hat.
You know what? Mark Teixeira would.
But speaking of Mark Teixeira, why can't the Yankees trade Mark Teixeira with?
Because they have nothing at first base.
I know, but like, but the thing is, like, all these untradeable contracts are being traded, like, you know, Adrian Gonzalez trade, you know, he was traded away,
Marlins.
And it worked out great.
Marlins last year.
And the Marlins traded all these giant contracts. The Tigers apparently just traded away their giant contract. Like, the Yankees have these giant contracts that are, like, handicapping them left and right, and it's like, how are these teams trading them away? Why doesn't anybody trade with the Yankees? Oh, my God.
Look at let's consider who the Yankees have on big contracts.
I know.
What team's taking A-Rod?
No one. Except for laughs. It's impossible. Except for laughs.
For the Bulls.
Like, but it's just like, oh my God, like, I want to trade away our stupid giant contract first baseman. I mean, obviously he sucks right now because he's, like, broken, but.
So let's trade him.
Trade him.
And centerpiece, Eduardo Nunez.
Oh. That'll clinch it.
Are we getting Eduardo Nunez in this package?
No, it's just Nunez is the centerpiece to trading.
Now that the Tigers have Kinsler, they are not going to be on the market for Cano, probably. So
you would think the Rangers won't be either, because they'll probably move Profar to second base.
Probably.
Well,
not.
If possible, they could trade Profar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could still trade Profar.
I still think Profar. Profar for Price is happening at some point.
Oh, that's going to happen. That's totally going to happen, and Profar is going to, like, explode Will Myers style. And it's going to be bloody.
Not if we trade for David Price first.
Get it done.
Nunez. The division.
Nunez for Price. Who says no?
Yeah, we'll have to take the chance that he'll, like, finally, you know, come into his potential. And
please stop perpetuating that, because someone's gonna hear that and be like, that's what I'm talking about.
This man's a genius.
Yes, that
you see
all you he see? Needs is like a few hundred at bats, and he'll be fine.
Just need 6,000 at bats,
and not to get injured.
That's
all.
Impossible because he gets injured when the wind blows. Oh, my arm!
He got sniped by the wind.
The debris.
Oh God, the sand at the beach. No,
punctured me. Punctured me all over.
My skin is falling off.
They need to convince Artie Moreno that he needs Mark Teixeira back and that Mike Trout is overrated.
Yes.
There you go.
And be like, you're going to lose him anyway, so you might as well just and like then, cut your losses. Yep. And...
then sign Mike Trout to a 10-year deal for $400 million.
Sold.
No, a 20-year deal.
Okay.
To sign him for 20.
And the moon.
It's true, he's only...
I mean, it'll take him to the rest of his career. It'd be fine.
He's younger than all of us.
Offer him stock options.
Offer him ownership.
Just sell the team to him.
What do you think about Mike Trout Stadium?
Ooh. Got a nice ring to it. Trout Field.
I like it.
Trout Park. We can do leeways on the finale of the name, but the important thing is you would have the stadium in your name.
We'll put you a preemptive monument up there.
We'll just call
just
it
like,
the Trout.
Just like buff out George Steinbrenner's face and make it Trout face.
Oh, man. Steinbrenner's face is going away, becoming Trout face.
Yeah,
please.
Oh, no.
Get it done.
Get it done, Cash.
God. If the Yankees, if the Steinbrenners sell the team, I hope that the person that buys them is like their first action is to buff out that face. Just like, yeah, we're going to get rid of this.
No, I hope that Hank, like, breaks into the stadium and, like, chisels it down and takes it with him.
Or he chisels, or he chisels his face into it.
Could do it. He could
do it.
Hank
Steinbrenner face.
Ugh. Oh, God.
That might be worse.
This innovative owner of the Yankees was totally awesome and better than Hal. Yeah.
Hey, how do you spell
I got A-Rod.
Can we get,
you're welcome.
Can we get A-Rod face instead of Steinbrenner face?
Oh, I would take that.
A-Rod monument.
Just the pose of him. Just the French girl's pose. Just put that on a plaque. We're done.
Or that image of him smoking a cigar and like a poker turner.
The man who killed the man from Milwaukee.
Just have a centaur. A bronze statue outside the stadium of a centaur.
You could have people take photos on it.
God, I would love that.
That would be pretty sweet. But yeah, so the Tigers are out on Cano, most likely. So, who's left?
I think the Rangers
Dodgers can still...
Rangers have to still be considered until Cano is signed, so...
Yeah, I mean, they can trade Profar for many things, so...
Also, Mystery Team.
Oh, yes. Mystery Team will be in it.
The Mets?
Mystery Team. Yeah, the Mets.
The Phillies could be all over that.
Did Chase Utley die?
Oh, he's dead. I'm really...
The Braves like could launch Ugla into the sun.
Do they have money to do that?
I mean, they're building a new stadium.
That's true. I guess they have money. But yeah, if they have Dan Ugla, I mean, if they could probably get someone to trade to get rid of him, take him.
The Braves have never historically taken on that much money, though. So, until they do it.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think main competitors are going to stay, like, the Rangers and maybe the Dodgers. The Dodgers have said they're not interested.
Where is he going to play on the Dodgers?
Doesn't matter.
Second base.
Where's that Alex Guerrero guy going to go?
He'll play.
Feel like
his son.
He's an unknown oddity.
Play third base.
I mean,
maybe the Red Sox will sign him and move him to short.
Whoa. Pretty bold.
It's dark.
GM.
It's a dark day. I mean, who else could really go for him? I mean, like, there are obviously plenty of teams that could use him, but, like, who could afford him?
No one's going to afford him at the current price that he put up there.
Oh, well, obviously not. No one in their planet besides Hank would sign that. But, I mean, like,
Hank will do whatever his magic Pop-Tarts tell him.
Toaster Pops, sign him. 11 years.
You know, I highly doubt, like, the Orioles have $200 million lying around.
Cubs? Maybe.
Possibility.
Who does play second for the Cubs?
Darwin Barney.
Right. Okay, yeah, so they could be considered, yes.
Oh, Nationals, maybe. They sometimes spend.
Yeah, they like to spend.
The Nationals are, like, dead in the water right now.
not about dead, but I don't think they can match the Braves.
No.
I think they could. Let's not rule out Jack Z being insane either.
Oh, right. God.
He has money that he would like to blow somewhere.
He wants to blow it on Jacoby Ellsbury, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Oh, no. I hear that they're not as interested in Jacoby Ellsbury as they are in Nelson Cruz.
All right.
Sounds like a Mariners thing to do.
That's Mariners. God.
That man still has a job.
Yeah, probably getting an extension. But anyway, definitely the Nationals and the Rangers, and until I hear otherwise, the Dodgers. Yeah,
the Rockies.
The Rockies.
That's bold.
Here, the Marlins have some openings.
Bring to the Marlins.
Oh, wait, no. The Marlins said that they would not pursue Cano.
Can we trade for Jose Fernandez, please?
Not for a few more years.
Damn.
By a few more years, you mean 20.
Yeah, I'd really like him on our team.
No, he'll be expensive. They won't sign him.
Oh, no. Let's I'm saying, like, 20, because the Yankees won't try to acquire him until he's old.
Oh,
yeah. Because what'll happen is he'll be a year away from free agency. He'll be traded to, like, I don't know, the Tigers, and then they'll sign him to a contract. Because they're going to lock up Scherzer now. Going to happen.
Oh, yeah, now that they have money.
You're calling a lot of things on this podcast, Jace.
I'm calling it all.
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't even know if I'm going to be right.
Because, I mean, they have, like, they have exclusive rights to negotiate with Scherzer over the next year, and they have money free from Fielder now. Of course, Scherzer has a ton of leverage since he just won the Cy Young Award. So.
Sure, but, I mean...
Maybe he likes it there.
Maybe he likes it there. Maybe he likes being a Tiger. Maybe he likes Prince Fielder's dad. Who knows? Maybe he's sad to see Fielder go. Maybe he's happy to see him go.
It also might be to keep... Because Cabrera is a free agent in 2015, so they might be preparing for that, too. Yeah.
Oh, God. I've never even, like, thought of his free agency situation.
Yeah.
The Yankees will probably get him, and he'll have, like, 3 broken hips.
Oh, my God. And if the Yankees ever acquire Miguel Cabrera, his leg will fall off. His leg will fall off.
Okay, but really, like, the weird thing about Miguel Cabrera is that he's not old. But, like...
Oh.
When you think about Miguel Cabrera, like, in your brain, it's like, oh, my God, he's got to be, like, 40.
How old is he?
He's, like, 28?
He's still in his...
No, I think he's 30, isn't he?
I thought he was at least, like, 30.
No.
He might be 30.
Let's see.
He's 30.
30.
Oh, okay.
He'll be 31
in April.
He turned 30 this year.
He'll be 31 in April. Yeah.
Still, that's pretty young.
Yep.
It's not how old you think he is when you, like...
No.
Think that he's, like, broken down and slow.
Yeah, like, I mean, this year was kind of like the, hey, he's not, like, a baby anymore. He's kind of, you know, hurt a little bit.
But even hurt, he still did pretty well.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Had a 187.
Like, I was waiting for them to take him, I was waiting for them to take him out of, you know, the game because, like, he was obviously breaking down, and he was still hitting home runs. It was like, how are you hitting home runs with no legs?
It's like, I got
he
this.
He homered twice boom. Against Mariano Rivera in, like, 2 days.
Oh, my God, it was awful. And then, like, wait, what, didn't he have, like, a torn groin muscle or something?
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Who tears their groin and then goes out and, like, kills everyone?
Miguel Cabrera.
Apparently. Why are we talking about him? This is a Yankee podcast.
This is not related to anything, but Albert Pujols is signed through the 2021 season.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
He is signed... 1 year longer than Prince Fielder.
Remember when everyone was like, oh my God, Jerry DePoto is like the best GM ever because he signed the best player in baseball. And now this.
And that deal is backloaded.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're going to be paying Pujols like $21 million when he's like dead.
Oh my God. He's making $30 million in his age 41 season in 2021.
Well, that was good thinking.
Good call.
Okay, so he next year he makes $23 million. And then it goes up to $24 million. Then it goes up $1 million every year for the end of the contract.
Oh my God. Well, that's why people are saying that this contract might be end up being worse than the Alex Rodriguez contract.
So when he was first signed to the Angels, he made $12 million. And then $16 million last year. And then it goes all the way up to $23 million this year.
LOL.
And it goes all the way up to 30 by the end of the contract.
It's a lot of money.
I'm
the
dead.
Angels are paying Vernon Wells like $18 million this year.
That's still sad. Yeah.
they really know baseball.
Also, wow. Prince Fielder. Wait, that deal is going to be just delightful. It's not so bad for the Rangers since they got like that $30 million included in the deal, but still.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now it's like a 7-year, $118 million contract.
I think they said like 130 or something, but yeah.
Oh.
Still not bad.
Just still much better than the deal he actually signed with the Tigers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what? The Rangers are paying the rest of his contract, and they just and the Tigers just gave them $30 million straight out?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how those things work.
Well, I mean, you know, most deals, it's like they're paying for something, you know, in their third and fourth season away from the team. Yeah.
I'm not sure of the exact details. I just know they said $30 million are going to the Rangers.
I see.
Can't wait for that Cano contract.
Yeah. I have no idea how long it's going to take before that's resolved. It's just going to be a pain in the ass until it is.
Well, they're going to keep whining and dining with the Mets.
Sandy Alderson's like, I just wanted a free meal, you know, on Jay-Z.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
And I would like for Tanaka to officially post so that they can get that out of the way.
I'd like something to happen because
I see that he's not. I don't think he's gonna be a Yankee.
You're not gonna think he's gonna be a Yankee, or you don't think he's gonna post?
I don't think he's gonna be a Yankee. I think he's gonna post.
Really?
I don't think he's gonna be a Yankee.
Are you saying that because you think someone's gonna outbid the Yankees? And the Yankees kind of just be like, eh, whatever.
I think someone will outbid the Yankees.
Sure. I don't know about that, because I know they said that they're not going to let the Cano thing adjust their priorities, so I think they're going to put in a big bid on him. And, I mean, historically, teams don't really outbid the Yankees, except when they're not trying. And it seems like they're really trying on Tanaka.
Well, I mean, are you talking about in general or in the posting system?
Well, historically is one thing because they can kind of get an idea of what other teams are offering.
Yeah.
They don't know what other teams are offering in this situation. So, like, you know, they could think that, well, $60 million should do it, and then someone else thinks, well, $75 million might do it, and then
yep.
The Yankees are outbid by $15 million.
Well, I don't know that the Yankees are going to, like, necessarily be cheap about it since they seem to really want Tanaka. That's what I'm hoping on.
Well, how much of that is talk?
Well, I mean, they're not going to bid like $100 million.
No.
I think the Yankees are going to go for Chu.
I don't think so.
They're going to get McCann. They're going to get McCann.
That seems awesome.
Like, that is going to be a thing that happens. Like,
I'm honestly.
I'm putting the odds on that one at like.
Like I'm hoping that the Rangers go crazy for McCann and just take him like right away. Like
they just re-signed Soto.
So he was their backup.
Last year. Well, I figured it would be as a backup or leverage or whatever. That's what I figure. But you know, maybe they're going with Soto.
They probably just re-signed Soto to have it like just in case they don't get whoever they are.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe they'll reunite with Saul Lamacchia.
I honestly, you know, was hoping a little bit that the Yankees would go for Carlos Ruiz.
And
then he gets signed away to that.
Not on that deal that the Phillies got.
No, I mean, I don't think it's that unreasonable as everyone's saying, but it is kind of a big kind of, you know.
It is. It's unreasonable.
Big. It could definitely work out, but it's a big chance. Because,
see, Jason
know.
Wants the, he wants the draft pick, and it's just not happening. It's just not happening.
I don't care.
I'm all about, you know, the thing is, like, I don't feel like any of these players that are going to cost a draft pick are really game changer. Like, I mean, they're great players and all, but it's like, you know, the only, like, Cano is our own player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wouldn't cost a draft pick. That's the type of player that I would pay a draft pick for. I mean, but, you know.
I mean, that's also gambling.
Carlos Beltran.
That's also gambling that the draft pick will be a game changer.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's all
or that will gamble. Raise them properly.
Yeah.
Also true. I mean, I don't know. It just for me, it'd be one thing if it was like, you know, they were picking where they normally pick in the back of the draft. It's like, 19th pick. Come on, man. This is like the lowest we've ever picked in like, I don't know, like 2005.
Yeah.
Just hope. Just hoping.
I
know. Probably
needs
not.
You need to take those hopes and toss them in the hamper.
Well, I mean, there's just no point when like McCann.
I know.
It's too Beltran, tempting.
Chew.
Tempting for the Yankees to pass up.
Like, all these people cost a draft pick, and the chances that the Yankees will sign none of them, not bloody likely.
Yeah. I mean, the one person I would go with McCann. McCann would be a good signing, I think, for a little bit.
Get all of them and like it.
I know. You will get them all and no draft picks ever. I mean, I just...
But if it
just
makes you feel better, you can say that McCann was the reason you lost the pick, because...
That's true.
Waffles is calling it.
I think McCann would be good. You know, he's one of the better, you know, offensive catchers. I just, you know, his injury history kind of worries me. And, you know, I just think that he's going to cost too much because the
market... If he gets $100 million, I'll probably weep.
I will die. Because, you know, it's completely possible because he is the best on the market by far. And there are, like, five catchers, maybe, that are starters.
Yeah, I just...
That are on the market.
I just don't see You don't really see $100 million for a catcher that often. It's like Joe Mauer.
No,
and that
no.
was when Mauer was younger.
Plus, let's just all face it, he's going to look heinous without that beard.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
No, it's going to be heinous. It's going to
be... It's going to be awful. It's going to look like a naked cat.
Well, the good thing is that he's going to have a mask on most of the time, so we won't be able to see him.
Except when he bats, you're going to have to look at it. It's going to be like Euclid's. It's just going to be weird, and it's going to make me uncomfortable, and he's going to look like a weird
animal.
There's
no hair anywhere.
Developed alopecia.
He's bald. He's got no hair on his face. It's like, bald people need that beard to counteract.
And he's like a ginger, so it like looks even like stranger because there's so little contrast.
Oh my God. He is a ginger. He is a bald ginger.
There's an image of him with a brave hat without much of a beard on Google Images that doesn't look that bad.
No, it's kind
of bad. Yeah, but that's not shaved. That's like stubbly.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to shave that.
He's not Andy. He can't get by with some...
You have to have veteran presence or be David Wills to get by with any facial hair.
Like, oh God, it's gonna be grotesque. He's gonna be like the Yankees basically signed, you know, like this hairless wonder. He's gonna run around.
Weird.
He's probably got no body hair too.
He's gonna have to like slather sunscreen
God.
On it.
Oh no!
In day games.
Oh God!
He's a ginger.
It on his nose.
Jesus.
To wear one of those like big straw hats.
Oh my God! No. Let's not sign this. But anyway, like the other guys that are going to cost a draft pick, I mean, like, you know, who's worth it? Like, I mean, Chu is a good player, but he's not great. I mean, he can't hit lefties.
I see him having a big crash season in his first year.
Exactly. I feel him signing a big contract and then nosediving, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, Jacoby Ellsbury, I don't want anything to do with him. Because, you know, he's, you know, Gardner, essentially.
Yeah, a better Gardner, but still not that much better than
Gardner. A better Gardner.
He's better than Gardner, offensively.
Yeah.
And Greg just, like, passed out.
No, I'm listening. Dead. I'm listening.
No.
He's
like,
dabbing tears.
He is better Gardner, but he is a version of Gardner. And it's like, we already have Gardner. So why pay
more for Gardner?
So much more.
Well, yeah, but they're going to not have Gardner in the very near future.
That's true. That's also true.
Unless they resign,
which they probably won't.
Probably not.
I mean, maybe they could. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, you know, and then Carlos Beltran, like, you know, I like Carlos Beltran. I think he'd be awesome, but like, I don't know. It's a lot to ask. You know, he wants 3 to 4 years. Like, what? And the Yankees are going to give it to him because, you know, he's a has-been.
I know.
And, you know, people be like, let's go see Carlos Beltran play with Ichiro Suzuki and Derek Jeter. And it's like, well, this was awesome in 2004.
I know we keep interrupting the podcast to make fun of the Albert Pujols contract, but do you know who the Cardinals got as their pick for Albert Pujols signing to the Angels?
Cosmo.
Michael Wacha.
No, it was Wacha.
Oh yeah.
first game starting Michael Wacha?
Yeah.
Was his second game.
That's awesome. Like I remember when, like, you know, it came out that like Pujols wasn't signing with them, and I was like, oh my God, there goes that franchise.
No.
And
It's like,
because
nope.
They are full
devil
of
magic.
Dark.
Oh my god.
Everything they do turns to Michael Walken.
Like, and that's what worries them, me about this whole Cano thing. It's like, I want Cano back. I think that the Yankees need Cano, but it's like, well, the Cardinals didn't turn out so bad.
Okay, we are not the Cardinals.
We're
in
not the
any
Cardinals.
Way, shape, form, or fashion. Our farm is not the Cardinals.
That's exactly it. Like, you know, we don't have the infrastructure to make up for.
Sure, if everything we had on the farm was, like, magically an all-star, then fine. Tell Cano goodbye, but
that's true.
We don't even have, like, one.
No, we don't. We don't have anything. We're pretty poor. I mean, you know, all I'm asking for the farm system is, like, a capable player. I don't need a superstar. I just need a regular player that can play every day. You'll get David Adams and like it.
Yeah, you'll get David Adams and like it.
That's the Yankees version of an everyday player. Like, that's how poor. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, well, it's not that bad. No, it's pretty bad. Because, I mean, yeah, they got these guys with potential and stuff, but it's like Mason Williams, he's like our second best prospect, and
he can't
what is Jones? He can't do anything.
He needs work.
What about Greg Bird?
I love Greg Bird.
Greg Bird is man.
Happy birthday, Greg Bird!
Yeah, happy birthday, Greg Bird, from last week or something.
Yeah.
Love you, Greg Bird. I hope you're listening.
Yeah,
please listen.
Keep those nubbins clean.
He turned 21 on November 9th.
Yeah.
That was celebratory nubbin beer.
Nubbin beer.
We'll feed you the beer because you don't have any hands.
Well, I mean, it's not.
He's a
it's
straw.
Not his first beer because he's been over at dad's house for a while. You know.
Oh yeah, watching the game.
Having a brewski.
Ah man, these damn
well,
bears.
Well, since we're talking about prospects, Yankees put a bunch of prospects on their 40-man roster to hide them for the Rule 5 draft.
What's Gary Sanchez on that list?
Gary Sanchez on that list. Slade Heathcott.
Jose Campos.
The other people. Jose Campos for some reason. Some other guys. Brian Mitchell. Shane Green. Some guy named... What was that guy's name?
Dean Anna.
The new guy.
Dean Anna?
Dean Anna.
The biggest trade of the day.
It sounds like one word. Dean Anna. Like, who is this guy? Who is
sounds
this?
Like a weird banana.
Oh, man. Ew. Banana.
He's like ugh. Same age as Eduardo Nunez and hit well last year for the Padres AAA team in the Pacific Coast League.
Hey.
I mean, if it means getting rid of Nunez, I don't think I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
mean
I mean, I would take a flyer. Yes, it's PCL, but I mean, take a flyer on the potential, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
I mean, maybe he's better than Nunez. Maybe he can at least, like, not throw the ball. Like,
wait a minute, guys. Space. Wait a minute, guys. To Nunez's credit, I'm giving him credit for something. He's at
I don't
least
believe
been
this for
in
a
the,
second.
He's at least been in the majors.
Yeah, but how?
Magic.
But he's been
no,
making
I mean,
you miserable.
He's been in the majors, but so has, like...
I know.
On the other hand, Dean Anna couldn't crack the Padres roster.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
yay.
I guess we'll get over giving up Ben Paulus. Whoever that is.
Ben Paulus. Oh.
Dude. Jason doesn't know who that is. It's just that.
I know who that is. I've seen that name.
I've seen that name pop up somewhere.
Yes. I've looked at his stats and said, why aren't you better?
He pitched in Charleston and Tampa.
I think you do that a lot.
I do that with almost every prospect.
Okay, but really? Gary Sanchez needs to have a really good season.
Oh, please. Please have a really good season.
Yeah.
Tyler Austin needs to have a really good season.
But here's the thing. If Gary Sanchez has a good season, we're going to sign Brian McCann.
What?
Yeah, we are.
So.
R.I.P. Gary Sanchez.
Peace.
Have a bad season.
Have a terrible, terrible season. But speaking of catchers, the Yankees are going to have a plethora of catchers that they don't know what to do with. Because they have
Stewart, Son, Cervelli, Son, Murphy, backup.
Well,
Robine.
They might trade one of the catchers.
What are they getting for Chris Stewart?
No, they could send Chris Stewart off to the Sun like you want.
I wouldn't give up a bag of cotton balls for Chris Stewart.
Good.
I would take vomit on the floor from too much drinking over Chris Stewart.
Ew, but that's inconvenient. Whose floor? Is it your own floor?
No, yours.
My floor. Oh, thanks. Yes. Thank you.
Chris Stewart's floor.
Someone could bottle it and send it to you.
So if Derek Jeter breaks into your house and punches you in the gut and makes you vomit on the floor, I wouldn't take that over Chris Stewart.
Why is he breaking and entering into my house?
Why isn't he breaking and entering?
Because that's what he does.
That's Jeter's MO.
As Bob Shepard announces it to you.
Great. But anyway, so they're going to have Cervelli, Romine.
Oh god, I forgot about Romine.
Yeah, Romine exists.
That guy.
So they're going to have to get rid of somebody.
They're going to get rid of multiple somebodies.
Well, they could get rid of Stewart, and then if they sign, they said they were already going to sign a catcher, and then they'll have a backup, that's two, and then they'll have Cervelli.
Romine and Murphy.
Romine. Well, where would they play?
Well,
they two of them would have to go to AAA.
I guess.
Would they do
my
that?
My guess is that one of those three will be let go somehow if they did sign like McCann or traded. So then, like, I guess Romine would probably be the backup. Then Murphy would be back at AAA.
Yes.
And Cervelli would.
I think they should see if anybody wants Cervelli.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Cervelli.
No one might want Cervelli. I don't know. Maybe the Marlins want Cervelli.
Mm. I mean, I think someone could have wanted Cervelli before, but I don't know about now. So I feel like Romine has basically destroyed any value he could possibly have.
In the second half, kind of.
That's true. That's true, kind of, when he was allowed to play.
That's the real problem. And that's the main reason why Stewart really needs to go, because Girardi will play him.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
If Stewart is even the backup.
No, we're done.
Like, throw something out of the
way. We're done if he is. I'm gonna walk down to the dugout, get arrested for punching Joe Girardi in the face.
but what if they trade Murphy?
They could.
Depend on who they trade him for. I don't think he's untradeable.
No.
Well, no. No one.
But
is.
I mean, if they need to clear a spot, basically.
There's only one person who's not who's untouchable, and his name is Greg Bird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So everybody else can be traded for a price.
Get your hands off of him.
I mean, let's face it. If Angels wanted Greg Bird for Mike Trout, I probably would get over that.
No, I'm saying it right now. Birds eat Trout.
What?
Birds dive in and eat Trout. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
It's just nature.
Yeah, maybe, but I would shoot the bird out of the sky to reel in the Trout.
I'm sticking by Greg Bird.
I would give the Trout a gun to shoot the bird. That's what I would do. But like,
I mean, I love Greg Bird. Three home runs right to my heart.
Clearly you don't, because you're willing to give him up. No one likes Greg Bird more than I do. I'm saying it right now.
What?
He didn't hit three home runs.
You didn't know who Greg Bird was like last year.
I do now, and he has my first name.
Wagon.
But he didn't hit three home runs for you. He didn't hit three home runs for any of you.
Wow.
And look how you're treating him. After he did that.
Yeah, I hope he knows this. That like,
he's listening, right?
Because none of you would do that.
Right? He hit home runs for you. Well, I mean,
I think he would value my honesty on the top. He'd probably be like, yeah, I would trade me for Mike Trout.
But wait, what is the condition of this Mike Trout? Is he in pristine condition, or has his like ligaments been cut?
Well,
is he just
like
a wriggly ball?
Trade him for like a Pinocchio doll.
I mean, but like, you know, does Mike Trout still have his thumbs?
Yes.
At this point, yeah, he's not thumbless.
Obviously,
he now actually has Trout's or hands. I don't know.
Well, they're trading him for Greg Bird, so I don't know. Maybe he's not.
Well, the Yankees are throwing in Greg Bird's nubbins.
Oh, well, isn't that less?
No, they're throwing in the prosthetics to put over the nubbins.
Are they just bats?
Maybe.
Oh my god. I love this image of Greg Bird with just bat hands.
Go, go, gadget, home run.
Smashing through everything.
Somehow he plays first base.
running around the bases with his bad hands. Oh my god, I'm dying. Oh. Anyway, what else are we talking about?
Do we? We don't have tweet bag questions,
no,
right?
We do not.
Good.
Make them up.
No.
So,
well, do we have anything to talk about?
No.
I guess the Yankee Me Trey of the Week.
Yeah.
So Yankee Me Trey of the Week. Waffles is always ladies first. Well, we clearly know who the Yankee of the Week is already.
Okay, but I want a different answer.
Okay.
My Yankee of the Week is Derek Jeter because he sits on his couch naked yelling "Yeah, Jeets" at the TV. At highlight reel plays of himself, according to sources that I believe. Totally.
Sources confirm.
Andrew, your Yankee of the Week.
My Yankee of the Week is Gary Sanchez for getting added to the 40-man roster. Now do something with your life.
Make something yourself, goddammit.
Wow.
Be better than Montero, thanks.
Yes.
Jason, your Yankee of the Week?
Can mine just be Alex Rodriguez? Because I know we're all
I assume that's everyone's real Yankee of the Week.
Yeah, so should I come up with a second Yankee of the Week?
Yes, you should.
Okay. Dean Anna. For becoming a Yankee and having a chance at life.
Way to free yourselves from the Padres, bro.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to the new age.
This is not my beautiful house. My Yankee of the Week. I guess my Yankee of the Week, I'll give it to Brendan Ryan. Because,
ooh,
you know what? He's now a Yankee again. And while, yes, his hitting leaves much to be desired, his defense is incredible. So, yeah, Brendan Ryan, good job.
And he's now eligible for the playoff roster.
Yeah.
All right. Waffles. Mitre of the Week.
Chris Stewart.
It's the universal answer.
Whatever he's doing right now.
He's probably dehydrated.
Can't breathe. Need water.
Gotta stop drinking sand.
Oh, honey, we gotta stop. I'm dehydrated again. I need some water.
Good God.
All right.
Are you thinking about Chris Stewart having sex? Because
no,
that's,
you
that's
are.
Kind of what it sounded like to me.
Well,
he
maybe.
Is.
Thank you, Greg.
Boo.
We've all been thinking about Derek Jeter having sex for the last, like, you know, day. So
what?
What? No?
He wasn't having sex in that scenario. He was just sitting on the couch naked.
Who
doesn't
he was
do
also
that?
Having sex.
No.
While
he was just
doing
sitting
that.
On the couch naked.
No.
Listen, who doesn't sit naked on the couch and watch film of themselves and cheer?
Pound on his chest.
Yes.
Zoilo.
Andrew, your Mitre of the Week.
My Mitre of the Week is Peter O'Brien because he died in the Arizona Fall League.
What a dick.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he was just atrocious. It's like, oh yeah, he's a hitter, but he was just awful.
I was really hoping that he'd have a really good fall, so he'd be like a legitimate prospect, and nope.
Nope. Gonna hit 130.
Dick.
Or something.
Jason, Mitre of the Week?
My Mitre of the Week... Robinson Cano.
Okay.
Yep, for this week because he had dinner with the Mets.
He probably caught that, what's it called, that Ike Davis had?
Desert Fever.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah,
for the record, the food is better at Citi Field. But...
Yeah, but I don't think they were eating at Citi Field. I think they went out to a restaurant like normal people.
They should. Mama's of Coronas is fantastic. As someone who lives in Queens.
Maybe they had a picnic on the field.
Aww.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Him and Jay-Z and Sandy Alderson all, you know, together having a picnic.
It'd be so cute.
It would have been funny if they ate at NYY Steak.
No, but, they had a little picnic at second base at City Field. And they're like, hey, it's New York.
How do you like it? You know, this could be your new home.
It's cozy.
And they all just said LOL and was like, yeah, peace. But no, seriously, like, you know, they did this whole, like, charade of, you know, hey, Robinson Cano's talking to the Mets. What are you going to do, Yankees? And the Yankees are just like, LOL, all right, whatever.
Well, the Yankees know the Mets aren't signing him.
Well, exactly. That was the whole point of the whole charade, and no one bought it.
It's pronounced charade.
Charade? Excuse me.
Who is
no
my name?
You missed it. No, you didn't. Just kidding. LOL.
My Mitre of the Week. Hmm. You know what? Vernon Wells. Fuck him. Screw Vernon Wells. He's an asshole. He's on my team. He's wasting roster spots. I don't care that we're not even paying him. That's how much I dislike him.
I'm surprised no one said the man from Milwaukee.
I didn't know he was eligible.
Yeah, but I consider him in the Alex Rodriguez fiasco. Because seriously, who wouldn't give someone a Meteor of the Week for not agreeing to brunch?
With Alex Rodriguez.
So that's it. Went a little off tangent there. No.
Goodbye. Follow us on iPodness.
Follow us on your iMachine.
Your iMachine, whatever something you have.
Check your live journals.
But not on Android, because...
Like us on Facebook.
MySpace.
Add us to your top 8 on MySpace.
Tinder.
Add us to your AOL Instant Messenger.
Tumblr.
Email us on Yahoo. On AOL.
Netscape.
Netscape us.
CompuServe.
Oh my god.
AOL. I am us.
AOL us.
Send something to our pager.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, hey, someone.
We got our beeper ready.
It's the PA.
Anyway.
Tap it out in Morse code.
You know how to contact us.
Smoke signals.
The internet. You know how to use the internet.
So, that's about it for us tonight. We're going to go have some brunch or lunch or dunch. I don't know.
I'm going to bring me IHOP.
Waffles wants pancakes, apparently. So.
I didn't say I wanted pancakes. I said I wanted IHOP.
Oh, well, what else do you get at IHOP?
They have plenty of things at IHOP. You can get the...
Steak.
You really eat a steak from IHOP? Because they look awful. Like, I see the menu for them, and they look terrible. Anyway, but you can subscribe to us at IHOP. I'm just kidding. You can subscribe to us on Twitter. Search for @PinstripeAlley or our other fun Twitter site, @YankeesGifts. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Pinstripe Alley Podcast. Feel free to tweet bag us both at Twitter or on the site. And that's pretty much it. You know how to find us. It's the internet. So, for Andrew, Jason, and Waffles, I'm Greg Kirkland, and I'm giving you some brunch.
Yeah, Jade.